KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a sunny sky at 61 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy and mild today, a high of 81. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. And our news is brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Taking a look at the news this morning, a Spencer councilwoman wants to run against U.S. Representative Steve King in Iowa's 4th District. Leanne Jacobson announced her intention Thursday to join the Democratic race. Former baseball player J.D. Schulten announced his candidacy in the last month. Jacobson said in a news release that she wants to help turn around things in the Northwest Iowa District, where she says the qualities that have made living there so attractive, great schools, good jobs, bright futures, are beginning to slip away. She says her priorities, if elected, would be to create jobs and improve rural communities so young people are more inclined to stay rather than seek opportunities elsewhere. Jacobson co-owns 3 Spencer businesses. The Republican Steve King was first elected to Congress in 2002. Republican Congressman David Young angered conservatives in Iowa when he initially opposed a House Republican health care bill, then weeks later backed it. Independents were frustrated with the 2-term congressman's embrace of a partisan approach to repealing and replacing Barack Obama's Affordable Care Act. Now the Democrats are coming. The collapse of the years-long Republican quest to dismantle Obamacare has been a bitter pill for House Republicans who voted for GOP legislation in May, only to see the drive fall apart in the Senate 2 weeks ago. The affirmative vote looms large for 21 GOP lawmakers, including Young, who represent competitive congressional districts where Democrat Hillary Clinton won or came close in last year's presidential election. In the summer, the Democrats have embarked on a national bus tour of those districts. Well, someone who purchased a Powerball ticket at Wings America in Avoca has won a $1 million prize. Officials of the Iowa Lottery say the ticket matched the first 5 numbers but missed the Powerball. Wings America will receive a $1,000 bonus from the lottery for selling the winning ticket at one of its locations. Another Iowa ticket matched 4 of the first 5 numbers and the Powerball to win a $50,000 prize, and that was sold at a come-and-go in Colfax. The winning numbers in Wednesday's drawing were 12, 30, 36, 47, 62, and the Powerball 9. The Power Play number was 4. No one won Wednesday's jackpot, so the prize grows to an estimated $356 million if you choose the annuity in Saturday's drawing, or $224 million in a lump sum option. Sheriff's officials in Guthrie County on Thursday released more information about an alleged abduction attempt in Menlo on Wednesday. Authorities say at around 11:51 a.m., the Guthrie County Sheriff's Office took a report of a possible child abduction attempt in Menlo. An 11-year-old female said she was walking near Panora Street and 4th Street when a vehicle approached her and asked for directions to Omaha. When the young female approached the vehicle, a white man wearing a black ski mask and a Green Bay Packers ball cap exited the passenger side of the vehicle and grabbed the victim by her shoulder. The victim reacted appropriately and put up a fight and was able to run to a neighborhood house where 911 was called. The vehicle was described as a white 2000s model SUV, possibly a Chevy Tahoe, with rust near the passenger wheel wells. The Stewart Police Department responded initially due to the sheriff's office being occupied with Wednesday's other arrest. Later in the afternoon, the sheriff's office conducted a multi-hour investigation into the incident, reviewing surveillance cameras around town and interviewing numerous witnesses. And they said the vehicle is no longer believed to be in the Guthrie County area. Information regarding the situation has been passed on to law enforcement statewide. If anyone in the Menlo area has any additional information about the vehicle or its occupants and do you think it might help, authorities want to speak with you. You can call the Guthrie County Sheriff's Office at 641-747-2214. And the Sheriff's Office says it does believe this is a valid report and urges parental caution when children are traveling alone in public. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office yesterday reported the arrest of a man on an assault charge Wednesday. 40-year-old Charles F. Hamlin of Council Bluffs was arrested for assault without causing serious injury in connection with an incident involving a man from La Vista, Nebraska, who was an acquaintance. The Sheriff's Office said also 42-year-old Robert Lee Robinson Jr. of Underwood was arrested Wednesday afternoon on a warrant for failure to appear in court, and that warrant was with regard to a domestic abuse assault. A woman visiting the Pott County Jail, 34-year-old Misty Lee Pedersen of Council Bluffs, was arrested Wednesday afternoon on a warrant for fifth-degree theft. And 24-year-old Kenzie Marie Annan of Council Bluffs was arrested at the jail as well on a warrant for unauthorized use of a credit card and fraud. Wednesday evening, a Pott County deputy temporarily took into custody 39-year-old Nathaniel Niles Sorensen of Oakland for driving while revoked. Sorensen was cited at the scene of a traffic stop and then released. And a traffic stop at around 3 a.m. Thursday in Pott County resulted in the arrest of 40-year-old Aaron Daniel Jerome of Council Bluffs for OWI first offense. A former manager of the Fremont County landfill has been given probation after pleading guilty in a deal with prosecutors. Court records say 32-year-old Dusty Van Rennen pled guilty Monday to theft after prosecutors dismissed a charge of ongoing criminal conduct. He was sentenced to 2 years probation and given a deferred judgment, under which records of his conviction in the case will be expunged if he completes the terms of his probation. A $750 civil penalty against him was suspended. The state auditor's investigation says Van Rennen used a county truck to haul pallets he sold for recycling in Council Bluffs. The auditors say nearly $5,500 paid for the pallets wasn't turned over to the county account. The Atlantic Community School District's Board of Education Wednesday evening received updates from Technology Director Roger Warren and updates with regard to the CCEOC building as well as bus inspections. In his report, Roger Warren said, Mariah Maylander is doing a great job as the new tech integrationist. He calls her a diamond of the rough and that she's learning the new position and hopes to keep her around for a long time. The board had approved her contract during their meeting in July. Warren also talked about the one-to-one laptop rollover program for district staff and students, which is currently in its fourth year.
The staff laptop, Schuler, Washington, and AMS. As of today, we've only got a handful left to roll over. And those are what I call the stragglers, that it's like pulling teeth to either get them to read their email or show up to give them their laptop. If you may keep in mind, we had close to 92 or 3 laptops to roll over, meaning image them, get them going, and she did them in 3 different weeks and tried to get fair in between there. All the machines that we're pulling in will now try to refurbish our carts as best as we can. We've got some laptops that are ancient. You know, working machines are one thing, but when you start having trouble with them, it's time to start rolling them over, and we do have a place for them. So it's like I've told you all along, I use them till they die, and then out the door they go.
A central office staff computer, she says, will be replaced within the next couple of weeks.
One-to-one laptops for freshmen should be ready tomorrow, and we'll have those for kick out on next Thursday. That's on freshman orientation night. All the rest of them will finish up next week. We just got some loose ends to tie up. We are in year 4. By year 5, we were going to roll over the laptops at the high school.
And at that time, a decision will have to be made about which laptops should be purchased new for the future. Superintendent Steve Barber spoke during Wednesday's meeting about the former Cass Incorporated building, which was purchased by the district and is being converted into the Cass County Educational Opportunity Center, or CCEOC.
They're making good progress out there. By the end of the week, it'll be painted. Our fire systems are already connected. Most of the plumbing's done, so kind of getting into that finishing work type of scenario. It's pretty evident that it's not going to be done by the August 23rd, so we got together, Mr. Williams, Mr. Eichel, administrators, we talked a little bit about what are the contingency types of things. We're very hopeful that the fire marshal will come next week, and he will give us occupancy to the non-construction area. And we're pretty confident that that'll take place just given the progress that they've made with the project.
The CCEOC staff and students would occupy those particular areas, while the Link Center staff and students would occupy the multi-purpose building at the high school until the Cass Incorporated building is ready. And as for the bus inspection, Mr. Barber said the district's bus fleet is in good shape overall. There was one bus with minor issues, but it was previously taken out of service for 30 days until some electrical repairs could be completed. Barber thanked Transportation Director Dave Eccles for keeping the fleet afloat, so to speak. In other business, the Atlantic School Board voted to set the standards of accountability and as a school funding policy and save or secure an advanced vision for education as their top IASB legislative priorities. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.